Welcome to J&Z in the Morning. Today, we're going to learn about where the internet intersects with your classroom. We're going to learn about audio boom. Audio boom is a way for students and teachers to interact via the internet through their voices.
You can put your pants back on, by the way.
Okay. You realize it's rolling. All right. Now, what you're going to do, you're only going to grab the closest computer to you. Open that thing up. Click on a search engine that's not Internet Explorer. And type in audioboom.com. I hope you're there, because I'm expecting you to follow along. So now that you're at audioboom.com, I want you to look up in the right-hand corner. You'll see sign up or log in. If this is your first time, sign up. If you're a veteran, log in. If you're a veteran, I don't know why you're listening to this anyway. Go ahead and pick your cute little username. Put in your email. That's what I'm going to do real quick. Didn't get it right. All right, now we're at the Audio Boom homepage. You'll see featured channels. You'll see a lot of options off to your left-hand side. And up to the top of your screen, you'll see your username, more, a little looking glass thing, and a red dot. Now, Audio Boom is most powerful when you get each individual student to make their own account. So let's go look at our profile. Click on your username, go to profile. Here you'll probably see nothing if this is your first time. Again, if you've used this before, listening to this podcast probably won't help you that much. So now you'll see activity, posts, likes, and playlists. We need to create a podcast. So what you need to do is go up to the top right-hand corner and you'll see the little red dot. When you mouse over it, it says record. You can go up there, click on record, and you'll open up an upload or record page. Go ahead and click record and start recording like I'm doing right now. Once you've made your podcast, it will instantly upload to your activity feed. And you'll have one post. You can name it whatever you like, and you can listen to it again. Now, if the teacher were to make a podcast with the instructions for an assignment, all the students that are following him would be able to listen to that podcast with instructions. That's right. Then, a way for students to create media. They'll be able to research, they can create their own podcast about a certain subject. Now I know Slammy Josh is dying to get on the mic to tell you more about this. Josh, could you please illuminate us to the situation?
I appreciate the warm introduction. This is Salami Josh here on the track. Here, I'm going to start talking to you about the use in a group setting, such as a class, for Audio Boom. Now, because of the setup of Audio Boom, it acts a lot like Schoology or Edmodo, or, as you may be more familiar with, Facebook, in the sense that it is very social media friendly. So it's intuitive to your younger generation, and they will be more apt to be able to utilize it to its fullest potential. Now, if we go back to the home page, you'll notice that there is a button called Your Feed on the left-hand side. Now, this, it's going to show videos of everyone that you follow, so make sure that when your students create an account, they follow you and they follow the other students in the class as well, so they can comment on it. Now, after somebody has listened to a video or a podcast, there is an option to send a message. This is particularly powerful, and this is a great use of this software, in the sense that when the teacher listens to a student's Audio Boom file or podcast, they can then send a direct message to the student, which is a voice recording, and the student can listen to the teacher speak about the project that they just accomplished. Now, I don't know about you, Zach, but I think that is a pretty powerful use of the software.
Whoa. Well, now, I'm sure you have plenty of other questions about Audio Boom, and we'll be happy to answer them. Please, feel free to follow us. It's Zach Cook, all one word, at audioboom.com, or Josh Dunleavy, all one word, at audioboom.com. If you'd like to, you could follow Josh's professional website. That is, I Like Little Kids 3. That's correct. I Like Little Kids 3. We hope you've enjoyed this time with us today. Josh, do you have any last words for our audience?
Remember the Alamo, and that's about it. Boom, 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 boom.